Today we have Francisco Nevares Borgueño, also known as Paco, representing Aspen Santa Fe Ballet as the Folklorico Program Director. I had the joy of speaking with you last October, just before, Day of the Dead, Dia de los Muertos. And it was such a cool experience to step into the studio and see how enthusiastic all of the kids were to be dancing. What can you say about this program and the impact it has on the lives of these kids?
This program has been running already for, 20 years? And I've been directing it for 17. Then it's a long time already. Has been impacting a lot of lives here in the valley. It's a tradition now, I want to say that, for parents to put the kids into this folklorico program, because these kids are learning what they should be learning as a culture, as a dance, and we introduce them to the dance world, and we give them discipline and responsibilities and teach them how to dance, and they love it. I think my program has been a melting pot where everybody gets together, Latinos for different backgrounds, Salvadorians, Hondurians, Colombians, you name it, Mexicans, of course, and from all different parts of Mexico. And our community here in Carbondale, I want to say the whole valley, has been receiving and embracing this program.
Did you think it would come to be this successful? You mentioned before that there's a big waiting list right now for parents that want their kids to be a part of it.
Well, 17 years ago I came and they were like, I want to say, I see a performance in Basalt Elementary School when I came for an interview for the Aspen Santa Fe Valley. They brought me for New York to see the program and to offer me this position. And I saw the program with the teacher who was here before. And I remember there were like a good 20-something girls and one boy. Then I accept the position. Of course, I moved from the Bronx to here, and wow, what a difference. And next year in October, September, I start registering kids, and the numbers just blew up. And the following year and the following year, now the program is running in all the way to Rifle. And we opened the program in Santa Fe, New Mexico, because there was no folklorico program there. And now we offering this free program to around 400 kids in Santa Fe and here in the Roaring Fork Valley.
You mentioned that there are kids from all over Latin America, particularly Central America, who join the program. Do the dances focus on one country or many countries and their traditions?
No, because my specialty is in Mexican folk dances. Mm-hmm. But I've been traveling to another countries in Central America and South America. I've been learning dances from there because our dance organization there had invited us. And every time when I came back from a trip, or we coming back from a trip with the kids, like we went to Costa Rica, we went to Peru for a festivals. Wow. And when we coming back and we learn dances from them, and then we teach them to the rest of the kids here. Sometimes I get like, okay, let's do a warm up and start Colombian cumbia, or start some Costa Rica dances, or Peruvian, you name it. Right there is a international focus, but we focus in the Mexican dances, traditional dances, and mestizos, indigenous.
What is the importance of dance?
The importance on dancing is because you express yourself. When you're dancing, you move your body, you control your body, or sometimes you just let it go. Then it's very important for every single one of us, not for just for the kids. I mean, I want to say 99.9 kids who join the program, the next day they love it. They join it for the first time, and the next class, they just love it. And they keep going and going until they become a dance performing group. And the ones who are in that group, they just dancing because they love to dance. It's not because the parents register them and you need to be here and blah, blah, blah. Nope. It's because they love it. Mm-hmm. I have around 40 kids here and another 25 in Santa Fe who are the performing groups. Sometimes we get together, like Dia de los Muertos here in Carbondale is coming, and the Santa Fe kids are coming to perform with our kids here from the Roaring Fork Valley. And at this time, we're inviting a part of the community, the Guerrero African Mexicans who live here in Carbondale. They're going to be joining our troupe to perform one of their dances for Dia de los Muertos.
So that's on November 2nd?
November 2nd, First Friday.
All right.
It's going to be good like last year. Mm-hmm. You remember last year it was a huge crowd and everybody was enjoying it. And of course, after the parade, we're going to be performing in the Thunder River Theater. Maybe two shows, or maybe three, maybe four, because last year was packed and people were outside waiting for a spot to get into the theater. And unfortunately, some of them, they don't saw the show. But this year, I hope everybody can see it.
Are there any other performances coming up?
Oh, yeah. Next week, another nonprofit organization here in the Valley is inviting us to help them in the fundraising. It's something like we do every year with the English for Action, mm-hmm. the Tamale Fiesta. And we always perform with them to collaborate. That way they collaborate with us. Here in our Valley, we are so blessed to have a lot of nonprofit organizations who help each other. And this is our time to help one of them. And another time we're going to help another one. And another time they're going to help us. And that's the way we work.
Speaking of nonprofits helping one of another, what do you think KD&K is doing to play a part in that?
Well, KD&K is in the air since, I don't know, years.
1983.
Oof. Putting all these organizations in contact because we listen to KD&K here in Carbondale. This, of course, is one of the favorite stations here in the Valley. The way all the DJs are playing, we were talking about this. You know, we have some Latinos. We have a lot of people who work here and they just play what they've got in their hearts and they share what they have with us through the KD&K. And we just want to reinforce that. KD&K unite all the nonprofit organizations here in the Valley.
So Francisco Nevares Borgueño, also known as Paco, Folklorico Program Director for Aspen Santa Fe Ballet. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I love the way our kids here in the Valley are working with the KD&K too. The programs who kids participate here enrich the lives of those kids too, like we do in the Folklorico Program for Aspen Santa Fe Valley.